Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. All right, something we haven't done in a while. Jeremy Law and Katie Wesson in studio this morning. Y'all, how's it going?
Great.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good to see you. You know, I said we were going to talk about the Chamber magazine, but you know, I feel like we need to talk about one thing that we need to get clear the air about here.
Uh-oh.
It's how people eat chicken wings.
Why is it a problem? Have you ever seen Jeremy eat chicken wings?
Well, it's not. No. I don't know that it's. I don't know
why
that
are you talking about me.
I don't know that it's a problem with Jeremy necessarily. But we were just talking about this a minute ago about how when people eat chicken wings, they lick many. There's two ways. Ugh. There's two different ways. You either lick your fingers completely to get all the sauces off, or you're using one of those wet wipe napkins to get all of it off that way.
That's what I do.
Jeremy says use the napkin.
Or the wet wipe.
Or the wet wipe. Katie also says use the wet wipe or the napkin.
But the thing is, Jeremy doesn't do that.
Yeah, that
he actually licks
when
his
have
fingers.
You seen?
No, I do not.
Okay, time out. Okay. When have you seen Jeremy eat chicken wings and how does he eat them? Describe it.
It is not chicken wings, but it's his breakfast every single morning.
It's breakfast.
Every
okay.
single morning in my okay. office. Well, maybe not every morning, but he licks his fingers.
How does he?
Time out. I'm not even really licking my fingers. I'm going. I might not put
that's
them
exactly.
in my
mouth.
The way you just did that, if we had video, it looked like you were licking
yeah,
your fingers.
Absolutely. But they're not actually going in my mouth. I'm just making a noise to get on people's nerves.
Because he knows that I can't stand
you know, I've actually seen and heard this before now that you say this. I've actually witnessed this myself.
But I don't put my hands in my mouth. I can't stand it when my kids do it.
I get it.
I can't. I don't do it.
Okay.
So what are you eating that you feel like you have to do that for or with?
I just know it gets on people's nerves, so I'll go in Katie's office and eat my apple. And when I get done at the end of my apple, I'll just be like this.
Like and while he's eating his apple, you can hear his
okay,
chews.
I do that on purpose. Like, if you see the chunks of apple I bite out, so, it's mad. Just to get on people's nerves. Katie and Mackenzie, I get on their nerves. But
yes.
If I'm eating an apple at home, it's like this. No, that's a little loud. That's a little loud.
You are on a mic.
Hold on.
No,
oh, really?
I don't know about
home?
That.
I don't believe that.
But I do eat a balanced breakfast.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, you have, I'm very proud of you. You eat apples, blueberries, strawberries.
Raspberries. And a banana.
Yeah. Do you mostly eat just fruit now?
For breakfast, yeah.
Except Fridays. Fridays, he has a biscuit.
Dude, I saw him have a Jack's biscuit other day.
Y'all act like I took a fifth of whiskey to work.
Oh, my God.
I
was shocked, too. And then for lunch, he had like a Sonic cheeseburger.
Look, what?
I did go off the rails the other day. It was Taco Bell.
Okay, well,
Taco Bell.
You have to have
I
a
was
cheat
shocked.
Day. You have to have a cheat
I
day.
I mean, it was really...
But it's not about that. It's because when you have a... You're in the blueberry phase with your two with your children. It's a thing. Like...
Next, we're going to get into the strawberry
era.
We go to
Publix, and we buy our fruit on Sunday after church. Sometimes
the day they go into town. That's the day that they go to.
It's just right after church, and Savannah's mom keeps the kids, so it's a nice afternoon at Publix. Stay there as
Is
long.
Is that your date?
We
Is
stay
your
there
date
as long
day?
As we can. No, but my daughter may eat all the fruit in 2 days, or it might last till Friday. So if y'all see me without fruit on a Friday, it's because my daughter has just gone insane on every bit of fruit in my house.
I'm going to think about you every time I eat fruit now.
Now listen,
I'll bring you my
leftovers. Those organic raspberries at Publix are good. The Driscoll's ones? Oh
yes, they're expensive.
God. Yeah, they're $5 for a little one, but I don't care.
Do you pay attention to where they come from? I want to buy something that's in the U.S. If I can at all costs.
Yeah, I try to, but, you know, the Greenwise brand is...
Yeah.
Maybe they've studied that one.
Yeah.
There's some
good.
Things that don't matter if they're organic, but soft peel fruit, like the blueberries with the thin skin, I'm not going to eat a bunch of pesticides for fun.
Yeah, it permeates right through the skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for you.
Y'all know that if you take a gallon of strawberries, squeeze them out, put it in your backpack sprayer, mix it up with water, and spray the grass in your yard, it'll kill it.
Oh, my Lord.
That's how much pesticide you're drinking.
Really?
Or eating.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. We're going to have more with Dr. and botanist
That's
Jeremy
why
Law.
I eat a balanced breakfast.
Coming up in just a few minutes, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix.